Thank you very much, Dean. Magandang gabi sa inyo lahat. Oy, parang hindi sila excited. Ako excited ako, ha? I don't know about you. We're gonna be wrapping up our series, and I believe na marami sa atin dito na blessed talaga. And gusto ko, hindi ko na i-explain kung ano yung meaning ng tough love, kasi I'm sure from Pastor Dean, of course, yung mga tito natin, si Tito Alfred, si Tito Donnie, nag-preach two Fridays ago. Ito po yung mga ninuno natin sa ministry. As in, talagang elementary pa lang ako, mga pastor na to. Okay? Of course, ganun din ang sasabihin ni Dean sa akin, malamang. But, again, tough love, this is really the father heart of God. And we talked about the heart of provision, the heart of discipline, and right now, the heart to restore. Okay? How many of you believe that God is a wonderful God who restores everything? Would you lift up your hand? You know, that's what we're going to talk about this night. And I hope na walang matutulog sa atin dito. Okay ba yon? Bisita nyo ako, wag kayong matutulog. Okay? Can we just open in the word of prayer before anything else? Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace upon us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you for loving us, Lord God. And I pray, Father, that you would just bless our time together. Even, Lord God, I speak blessing, Lord God, to all students who are taking their exams. Lord, I pray that you're going to grant them wisdom. And Lord, may they be able, Lord God, to pass every subject, Lord, that they have, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, before anything else, let me just say something about, I know you are all brilliant people here. Pakitignan nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang brilliant yan, matalino yan. Okay? You know, let me just explain something to all of you today. Since you're all brilliant, gusto kong tanungin to. If you know the difference between a concept and a commitment, okay? A concept and a commitment. So, hindi ko natatanungin kung alam nyo. I'm sure alam nyo yun. Pero i-explain ko kung ano yung concept and a commitment, okay? Now, I'd like to say that a concept is an idea, okay? And the commitment is the follow-through. Now, if you are a student, syempre, you have an idea or you have the concept of to graduate. Sino sa inyo dito, naniniwala ka, gagraduate ka? Okay. How many of you believe that's an idea? That's a concept. But the commitment is different. You have to study hard and work hard and do something about your schooling so that you will graduate. Because graduation is an idea, but the commitment is different. You have to do something about it. Di ba? Or, I'm sure lahat kayo dito, syempre, mga tao tayo, nai-inlove tayo, di ba? Gusto mo magka-boyfriend, sabihin natin mga 1 week from now, ikakasal ka na, gusto mo? Hindi naman, okay? But, you know, you're believing one day ikakasal ka, taas mo yung kamay mo. Ay, yung iba hindi. Nakita ni Lord yan, ha? Kayo din. Sino sa inyo dito? Ikakasal ka. One day, Lord, ikakasal ako sa godly. Ayun. Now, how many of you believe that is a concept? Being married one day is a concept. It's an idea. But, you know, staying every single day with your spouse is a commitment. Okay? Kahit na magugulat ka, ang baho pala ng paa ng asawa ko. Okay? Diba? Ganito pala to pag walang makeup. You know, it's a commitment. You know, being married is a concept, but, you know, it's different when you are into that relationship already. Now, why am I sharing this? You know, the reason why we are talking about this tough love, you know, yes, we have the idea of God as our Father, you know, that God is our provider, that God disciplines those He loves, and God, it is God who restores. But, you know, I'd like you to understand that it is God who made a commitment first, okay? It was not just an idea to love us, to provide for us, to, you know, to restore us, to discipline us, but He made a commitment by sending His own Son, Jesus Christ, okay? And same way, ganun din sa atin. You know, when we believe in that idea, in that concept, then there has to be a commitment. There has to be lordship. There has to be following of Jesus, following Jesus Christ. Okay? So that is like what this series is all about. You know, it's not just a concept, but really it's a commitment. Of course, we need to understand si Lord muna yung nagbigay ng commitment sa atin. Okay? I would just like to lay that foundation so that we will understand it in a deeper way kung ano yung pinag-uusapan natin. Now, in line with that, I don't know about you, but I'm fascinated with, you know, anything that that is being restored. Okay? Yung mga restoration. In fact, I'm watching yung mga American restoration, yung mga bahay nire-restore. You know, merong mga shoes, di ba? Yung mga patapunan ng mga sapatos na re-restore. Okay? Meron ba kayo dito mga sapatos na pero na-restore pa? Ako mahilig akong ganon. Gusto ko nakikita yung mga, yung parang, ano na, wasted. Yung wala ng pag-asa, but biglang pwede pa palang isuot. Okay? So ito yung mga tipo na gusto ko mga restoration. Of course, hindi lang yan. Meron din tayo mga, yung house, yung mga bahay. You know, from old house na re-restore, biglang parang bagong-bago na. Okay? Ibang-iba. Even yung pagpasok mo sa loob ng bahay. Of course, hindi lang yun. Meron din mga kotse. Okay? So, yung mga, I think dati, I don't know kung meron pa ngayon, yung Pimp My Ride, although the word pimp is a negative word, pero merong pinapanood ako, sinusundan ko yun, yung Pimp My Ride. As in talagang, trash na talaga yung mga kotse, pero na nagagawa nilang bago, nare-restore nila. You know, thinking about restoration, that is really what our topic is all about tonight. Okay? And maybe some of you here, hindi yun yung hindi nyo mag-gets yun, paano yung restoration ng shoes, ng house, ng car. Maybe yung iba sa inyo, gadget, maybe appliance, na-restore. Or maybe hindi kayo makarelate. Maybe ikaw, gusto mo ma-restore yung friendship nyo. Okay? Matagal na kayo magkaibigan, mag-best friend, and all of a sudden, dahil sa isang guy, nagkahiwalay kayo. Okay? So, gusto mo ma-restore ngayon. Or, gusto mo ma-restore yung kayo. Okay? Yung dating kayo, dati talagang lagi kayo nanonood na sine, lagi kayo nag-aaral na sabay, okay? Lagi kayong umiinom ng gulaman, okay? Mga tukneneng, lagi kayong kumakain noon. So, pero ngayon biglang naghiwalay kayo, then gusto mo ma-restore yung relationship nyo. Or, baka naman merong iba sa atin dito, hindi mo naman talaga kailangan ma-restore yung relationship. Baka kailangan mo lang talaga mag-move on ka na lang. Okay? Hindi na kailangan, pray ka ng pray, Lord, sana ma-restore yung relationship. Hindi na, baka kailangan mag-move on ka na lang. Okay? So in line with that, ito yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Okay? We're gonna study the scripture and we're gonna unpack this probably, you know, most familiar story, parable if you may, in the Bible na sinabi ni Jesus. And we're gonna look at the book of Luke, chapter 15. And again, I'd like to ask every one of you, sino sa inyo dito may dala kang Bible? Taas mo yung Bible mo, or nasa cellphone mo yung Bible mo, taas mo. Okay, madami-dami sa ating walang Bible. By the way, this is a church, we are a Bible-believing people. So we read God's Word, we study God's Word. I'd like to encourage every one of you, every single one of you, to not just come here, but bring your Bible with you. Or download an app so that you can study God's Word. Hindi lang yung pinipreach natin dito. Okay ba yun? Okay ba yun? So kung wala kayong Bible, kausapin nyo si Kuya Dean. Okay? Please turn your Bible with me in the book of Luke chapter 15. And we're going to study this parable, the parable of the lost son, or the parable of the prodigal son. Okay? Sino sa inyo dito, familiar kayo dito sa story na to? Okay, halos lahat tayo dito. Now, before I do that, you know, just a little background about this scripture, because this parable has three characters, main characters. Of course, the younger son, and the older brother, and of course, the father himself. And maraming tao na nalilito sila that they thought that the main character of this parable is actually the younger son or the prodigal son. But do you know that 12 out in 20 verses, yung word the Father ay lumabas. Ibig sabihin, the main character in this parable is really not the prodigal son, but it's really the Father. And in fact, the word prodigal, minsan iniisip natin, ito yung mga wayward. Diba? Ito yung mga black sheep. Minsan, ito yung iniisip natin. Okay? Listen to me. Minsan, ito yung, maraming tao, ito yung iniisip nila that yung prodigal son, ibig sabihin ito, wayward. But you know, do you know that the English translation of prodigal is actually reckless? So, actually, the truth is, this is not really the story about the prodigal son, but it's really the story of the prodigal God. Because when you say reckless, it means to say you are spending everything that you can, everything that you have, until there's nothing left. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng prodigal, ng reckless in English translation. Ibig sabihin, kung makikita natin, si God yun. He gave everything that he can until nothing has left. Wala nang natira sa tatay. Binigay niyang lahat sa anak niya. And this is really the story of the prodigal God, the God himself, not really the prodigal son. Okay, Luke chapter 15, expose natin, ha? Okay? So please read with me. In verse 11, chapter 15, verse 11, it says here, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Now, basically what the son was telling the father is that, Dad, I don't have any desire to have relationship with you. Now, therefore, I want my money. And if you may die. But since it seems like hindi ka pa namamatay, pwede mo na rin ibigay sa akin yung kayamanan na para sa akin. So basically, yun na sinasabi nung younger, yung prodigal son. Okay? So, Dad, you know, that is what sin looks like. As if like we don't want any rule from God, and as if like we have the big I, that as if like we're saying, I am God, I am the one, I am the ruler of my life. I don't want anything that has to do about God. So yun yung sinasabi ng prodigal son. Sinasabi niya, Dad, ibigay mo na sa akin yung yaman, yung kayamanan. Okay? Wag mo nang hintayin na mamatay ka, pero ngayon gusto ko na ng yaman na yon. Again, that is what sin looks like. You know, there are times that we don't want to be ruled by God. You know, we don't want God to tell us this and that because we have our own rules. Isn't it? That is why most of the time, may mga ginagawa tayong bagay na alam natin na mali. I'm sure naman malalaki na kayo, alam nyo na kung ano yung tama at mali. And you know what's wrong. And deep inside of our hearts, we are just like saying, we are like this prodigal son saying, Lord, you don't rule me. You don't have anything for me. I am God of my life. I am the ruler of my life. Therefore, ako yung masusunod. So yun yung sinasabi dito. Now, he continued on. Jesus continued. Sabi niya dito, not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth. So after niya nakuha yung yaman niya, pumunta siya sa malayong lugar, then as in, nilustay niya yung kayamanan na binigay sa kanya ng tatay niya. He squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country. Okay? I want you to take note of this. There was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. Guess what? Lahat ng yaman, lahat ng parte niya sa kayamanan ng tatay niya, nakuha niya, then nagpakasasa siya sa buhay. As in, nagpakalunod siya sa alak, sa babae, sa sugal, every vice that he thinks, ginawa niya. Okay? Then all of a sudden, sabing ganun dito, there was a severe famine. Okay? So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Now, what we could see here is really about, you know, this son, after niya kinuha yung yaman niya, pumunta siya sa malayo because sabi niya, wala ka nang pakialam sa akin, tay. Gagawin ko kung ano yung gusto ko. Then for a moment, for a season, he was enjoying the wealth. But all of a sudden, you know, nagbago yung panahon. Naghirap siya, naubos yung kayamanan niya, and then dumating siya sa point na gusto niya maging katulong na lang at wala siyang makain, even yung kinakain ng mga baboy, gusto niya nang kainin. Ganun siya naghirap, from top to bottom. Now, I want you to see that is a picture of sin. Again. You know, at first, it looks fun, but it ends in darkness. Now, may mga naririnig ako, may sinasabi sila na, you know, there's no pleasure in sin. Hindi raw masarap ang kasalanan. I don't think so. In fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 25, there is pleasure in sin. Sabi nga noon, he chose to be mistreated along with the people, talking about Moses, of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. It means to say, there is pleasure in sin. Are you still here with me? Kaya huwag tayo maniniwala na, hindi masaya yung kasalanan. No, there is pleasure in sin. Meron ba dito na, you know, nagsinungaling ka sa nanay mo, as in talagang habit mo na talaga, then, na-realize mo, after ka magsinungaling, oh, you know, lying is ugly. Ew, hindi ko nagagawin to. Wala. Kaya nga, yung tao, gustong-gusto naglalay. Or meron ba dito, I don't know, if you're in a relationship, nagkikiss kayo, then biglang all of a sudden, yuck, this is so gross. Wala. There's pleasure in sin. Kaya nga maraming tao gustong-gustong nagkakasala because it felt good for them. Okay? Masarap sa pakiramdam nila. Kaya nga, di ba, pagka nangungopya ka, hindi naman yung nangungopya ka. Di ba, saksakan ang galing mo sa pagkopyahan na, di ba? Hindi mo naman sasabihin sa sarili mo na, you know, what I'm doing is so wrong. You know, maling-mali itong ginagawa ko. Hindi, gustong-gusto mo nga yung ginagawa mo, lalo na pag hindi ka nag-aaral eh. Di ba? Talaga yung leeg mo, humahaba na eh. Because there's pleasure in sin. At yun yung nangyari dun sa prodigal son. He had so much pleasure doing sin, but later on, you know, napunta sa darkness. Now, hindi natapos dun yung scripture na to. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin and then for a short period of time. There's pleasure in sin, but you need to understand that is only for a short time. It means to say, sinning is fun at the beginning, but it will end in darkness, just like this prodigal son. That is why if we are thinking, you know what I'm doing right now, I'm running away from God, I'm doing my own stuff, I'm doing my own thing, you know, gusto ko yung ginagawa ko, you know, I'm disobeying my parents, I'm, you know, in fact, hindi ako nag-aaral, nagbibisyo ko, ginagawa namin ng girlfriend ko to, because I don't want to be under the Lordship of Christ, you know, at first, it might be pleasurable. Why? Because there's pleasure in sin. But I'm telling you, every one of us here, listen to this. That pleasure of sin is just for a short period of time. It might be fun at the beginning. You might be enjoying what you're doing right now. But in the end, you will see yourself crawling and as if like you are so broken that you don't know what to do. Just like this prodigal son. Are you here with me? And that is what we could learn, you know, when we talk about restoration, that is what we're going to learn from the life of this prodigal son. In fact, you know, in this parable alone, we can come up with 5 or more preaching message. In fact, this is going to be a series, this chapter alone, okay? But you know, right now, pag-uusapan lang natin yung prodigal son. I'm not gonna jump to the older brother, okay? Pero itong prodigal son lang. Then sabi nga nun dito, verse 17. Are you following me? Okay? Verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare? Yung nakaisip siya, grabe, kumakain ako ng kaning baboy. Ang yaman-yaman ko dati. Ngayon, kumakain ako ng kaning baboy. Eh, yung tatay ko, mayaman. Ang dami niyang servant, ang dami niyang katulong. So, he came to his senses, then he said, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So, he got up. Okay, till verse 19. You know, sabi niya ganun dito. You know, minemorize niya. Meron siyang default na. Okay? 'Di ba? Sino sa inyo dito bago ka lalo na pagka ginabi ka ng uwi, minememorize mo na 'yung sasabihin mo sa nanay mo, 'di ba? Pagdating mo sa bahay, Nay! Tay! Ba't gabi na naman ako? Hindi ko ba alam nag-aalala kayo sa akin? Hindi ko ba alam nagabi-gabi na? Nay, tay, matutulog na ako. Di ba? Minememorize mo. Ito yung ginawa ng prodigal son. He was just saying, you know, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy. Now, I want you to take note of that word worthy. You know, you could see that word worthy two times in this parable. One in verse 19 and the other in verse 21. Now, the question is, paano naisip nung anak about the value of worth? Where in fact, hindi niya talaga pinamuhay yung salitang worthy. Why? Di ba nga tinapon niya lang yung relationship niya sa tatay niya? Tinapon niya lang yung yaman na nakuha niya? So it means to say he doesn't really understand what the word worth or worthy is all about. Because you know, I'm telling you, before all of us here, before we understand that word worth or worthy, we need to go back to God Himself. Because God Himself made us worthy. That is why we can go back to Him, ito pala ibig sabihin ng worthy. Now, if you're gonna notice in this text from verse 17 to 19, you know, makikita natin, because some people would say, bumalik yung anak. Okay? After na nakaisip yung anak, yung prodigal son, bumalik sa tatay. But that is not really the story. In fact, kung babasahin mo yung buong Luke 15, trilogy yung Luke 15. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the prodigal son. Yung lost sheep at saka yung lost coin, you know, hinahanap nila yung nawala. Ngayon, sabing ganun ng iba, ito iba, siya yung pumunta. Hindi. Si God pa rin na naghanap sa anak. Why? Makikita natin in verse 20. Okay, basa. Sabi nga sa verse 20. Verse 20 says, so he got up and went to his father, but while, okay, I want you to take note of that word, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Ibig sabihin, hindi talaga, ang point, hindi talaga yung anak lumapit sa tatay. All this time, the father has been waiting, looking for his son. Kaya nga sabing ganun, while he was still on his way, nakita agad siya nung tatay. Anak ko yun. Ibig sabihin, the father has been looking to his son. In fact, you know, let me just say this. Yung sinasabi natin kanina that, you know, kumain ng kaning baboy yung anak dahil wala na talaga siyang makain. You know, sabi nga nun dito, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Now, I want you to see the picture, okay? We're studying God's word, okay? I want you to see the picture. Saan galing yung anak? Sa baboyan. Pero yung tatay, tumakbo. Threw his arms around his son kahit nababaho yung anak niya. Are you getting the picture? This is the love of the father. In fact, you know, in Hebrew, you know, a noble man or ang pagkamayaman ka, you don't just run because it's shameful. And during that time, yung mga mayayaman, you know, they have this below the knee robe. And you know, this gives us a picture that when the father was running, inangat niya yung robe niya. And you know, in that time, during the time of Hebrew, pag inangat mo, nakita yung knee mo, you know, that is shameful. Nakakahiya yon. Hindi mo gagawin yon, lalo na kung mayaman ka at respetado ka. But the father, you know, just ran and meet his son. Why? Because of his love. Even though he doesn't care what other people would say about him, what other people would think about him, he just ran anyway. Why? Because of his love towards his son. What did the son do again? He just don't care about this relationship. He just don't care about this love. But yet, when he came to his senses, came back to his father, and the father saw him, sobrang layo pa lang nakita na siya ng tatay niya. And run. Embrace this son. Kahit na napakabaho ng anak niya. And you know, the scholar says that hindi yung tatay, hindi niya na hinayaan na makapasok ng village yung anak niya. Why? Because the people inside that village knew what the son did. So ayaw ng tatay na mapahiya yung anak niya, that's why sinalubong niya, nasa labas pa lang ng village. Ganun kamahal nung tatay yung anak. Ganun kaimportante yung relationship nung tatay niya sa anak niya. Are you getting the picture? In fact, that is why no matter how shameful we think we are, God's loving arms are always ready to accept us. Let me just repeat that again. No matter how shameful we think we are, God's loving arms are always ready to accept us. You know, kahit na feeling mo, Lord, matatanggap mo pa ba ako? Lord, ang dami ko nang ginawang mali, ang dami ko nang ginawang, you know, kalokohan. Lord, would you still accept me? Yes, God will still accept you. No matter how shameful we think we are, God's loving arms are always ready to accept us. And then he went on saying, the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Do you remember, katulad ng sinabi ko kanina, he memorized his line? Pag nakita ko yung tatay ko, ito yung sasabihin ko. Take note of this. Yung anak, hindi niya na nakuwang sabihin lahat yon. Why? Because the Bible says in verse 22, but the father said to his servants, quick, hindi pa tapos yung linya nung anak, sabing ganun nung tatay. Alam mo yung parang ginanun nung tatay yung, shh. Tinawag niya yung servant niya, ipaghanda niyo yung anak ko, dumating yung anak ko. You know, that is the picture of the father being excited, being, you know, loving so much. That is why this story is really about the prodigal God. The recklessness of God. He gave everything as if like nothing has left. Binigay niya lahat. And then he went on saying, put a ring on his finger. I'm sorry, bring the best robe and put it on him. You know, robe signifies status in life. You know, robe signifies during that time who you are. And you know what the father did? You know, he laid down everything. Because people are laughing. How could this man still accept his son na ganun na ang ginawa sa kanya pero binalot niya ng pagmamahal niya? That's a picture of how God embraces us with His love. And he put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. A ring signifies authority. Once again, the son thought, you know, I can just come as a servant. You know, kahit katulong lang ako. But the father gave him a ring that signifies, you're still my son and I still want to give you this authority. You know, that is how God loves his people so much. And not just that, the sandals on his feet. You know, it gives us the picture of God welcoming us into his kingdom. And then he went on saying, bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. You know, the point is, no matter how disqualified we think we are, God qualified us. God's grace qualified us. You know, we might think that, Lord, wala na ako mukhang maiharap sa'yo. Attend ako ng church, attend ako ng youth service. Pray ako, pero Lord, bumabalik pa rin ako sa kasalanan ko. Kumakain pa rin ako ng kaning baboy, sa totoo lang. Hindi man literal, pero Lord, bumabalik pa rin ako sa dati kong buhay. And you feel like you're not qualified anymore. But you know, God, no matter how disqualified we think we are because of the sins in the past, you know, God's grace qualified us. And that talks about the grace of God. You know what grace means? Grace means God's riches at Christ's expense. That is what we mean by grace. It is given to us even though we don't deserve it. The love, even though we run away from God. The acceptance, the forgiveness. That is what you call grace. You know, I'm gonna pray. Again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, we're not gonna touch on the older brother. But then again, if you want, you know, the older brother was so self-righteous. So there are two extremes. Self-righteous, ito naman, sobrang yung self-esteem. Low self-esteem. Ang baba ng low self-esteem niya. But yet, God accepted both of them. Hindi ba totoo yun? Di ba minsan tayo parang self-righteous natin? Ba't nag-a-attend to? Ang tagal nawala nito, nag-backslide to. At least ako, hindi ako nawala. Mas mahal ako ni Lord kaysa sa kanya. I don't think so. God loves everyone. God died for everyone. You know, that's a picture of God's love towards all of us. You know, the truth is, again, there's pleasure in sin. And the truth is, we love sinning. Even though we don't accept it, but in a subtle way, we love doing sin. You know, if you're telling me sin is not fun, I will tell you maybe you're not doing it the right way. Because the truth is, sin is fun. But there's an end to it. But then again, the gospel tells us that the Bible says that in Romans 5, while we were still sinners, habang tayong lahat ay makasalanan pa, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, that is the love of the Father towards all of us. We may run, but the truth is we cannot hide from God. That is the loving kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for every one of us. He cares for every one of us. You know, at this time, I'd like to pray. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? You know, first of all, I'd like to pray for some of us here. Maybe you're telling me, you know, sinasabi mo sa akin, maybe this is your first time, sinasabi mo sa akin na, you know, madaling sabihin sa iyo yan, Jeff, pero that's not how I feel with my biological father. Hindi ko talaga nakita yung tatay ko na inalagaan ako, minahal ako. Na pag may problema ako, nandiyan. Yung nagkamali ako, bumalik ako, hindi ko naman siya nakita talaga na kinausap ako, nagbigay siya ng time sa akin, hindi ko naranasan. But you know what? The Lord is your father. Maaring hindi ganun ang biological father mo ngayon, but you know what? God, who is our father, in Christ Jesus, wants to tell you that I am your father. I'm a father to you. Hindi kita iiwan, hindi kita pababayaan. Maaring nahihirapan ka sa buhay mo, nahihirapan ka sa relasyon mo bilang kayong magtatay. Pero alam mo, may nagmamahal sa iyo at yan ay ang Diyos. And you know, maybe some of you are hurting until now. Hindi mo mapatawad yung tatay mo. Yung nagawa niya sa inyo, sa family mo, iniwan kayo. Your dad might be abusive physically. But you know, the Lord wants to tell you that the Lord wants to heal your heart right now. The Lord wants to grant you peace right now and release that forgiveness. The question is, would you be willing to do that right now? Knowing and understanding that there's a God who forgives you. So therefore, who am I, Lord, kung hindi ko patawarin yung tatay ko? You know, if you are here today, you're saying, Lord, I'm asking for your forgiveness, Lord. Patawarin mo ako sa mga nasabi ko, naramdaman ko sa tatay ko. Lord, patawarin mo ako, Lord. If that's you, you know, no one's looking around. You know, gusto mong maayos yung relationship mo sa tatay mo. You know, would you raise up your hand all across this place? And I want to pray. I want to stand with you. I'm a father as well. Tatay din ako. I'm not a perfect father, but I know that by God's grace, I can be a better father to my children. All across these places, raise up your hand. Lord, I want to commit to you, God, these young people, God, who's longing, who's believing, Lord God, for restoration, Lord God, of their relationship with their fathers, Lord, earthly fathers. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would take away any pride, any pain, any hurt. But Lord, I pray that you would just heal their hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, that you would restore their relationship, God. Lord, how you restored your relationship with us, Lord, by your own initiative, God, is the same way. It is in the same way, Lord, you will restore their relationship, God, with their earthly fathers, Lord. God, I pray, God, that they're going to release their forgiveness. You know, would you say that with your own word? I'm forgiving my father. I'm forgiving my dad. Pinapatawad ko yung tatay ko kahit na ano yung nagawa niya sa akin, pinapatawad ko ang tatay ko. You know, God is releasing you right now. God is healing your heart right now. Thank you, Jesus.